Yeah, on Wednesday.
There you go.
I said I was taking Tuesday off. I don't know what you were doing.
Oh,
can't speak for you.
We're all taking Tuesday off.
All right. Then. See you on Wednesday. Galvin, what line will we be playing for?
I'm going to win again today for line 14.
Good morning. Who is this?
It's Ron.
Hi, Ron. Please hold. Galvin's playing for you. Spanish?
Line 13, please.
Good morning. Who is this? Hello?
Oh.
You son of a beeswax. Good morning. Who is this?
Hey, there's Adam.
Hi, Adam. Spanish is playing for you. Do we have any sort of streaks or anything going?
No, I slayed your streak.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm about to rebuild it. Hi, who is this?
Good morning, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris. We're going for a new streak. Please hold on. Frisky is the keeper of Sporkle, and JoJo Pat McGuire is your backup judge. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I did see you a little this weekend.
Yes, I had a fantastic time.
It was fun, right?
It was really a great
We should
time.
Do that once a month.
I totally agree.
We just all go and have a nice middle of the day drinking party.
That was really a good time.
We continued that drinking party over to Ian's dignitary headquarters.
Oh, I saw some snaps of that.
Did you see the video of Joe doing his dance, his shoulder dance?
Oh, no.
No, so let's see that. What is that?
Collection of this, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
I did see the video.
What did it look like? Give me a little you can react.
I think it was being called a pimp chair dance.
Let me see
the
pimp chair dance.
I was sitting down and just, that's all I could do.
Shoulder dips.
Very small movements. Yeah, yeah.
He said, and I quote, "I'm pimp. Everybody know that."
That's not true.
Who went over to the dignitary headquarters?
Me, Joe, Melissa, JoJo, JR, and Haley J. Yeah. And Ian Beckles, of course.
Oh, man.
Party. Sounded like a little bit of an orgy.
And then it was Elmer's and eight, and maybe fell asleep at the table.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm glad I bailed when I did.
Yeah,
because
I
would have never made the hockey game.
That was good.
I
painted a flamingo.
You painted it that night?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked your flamingo.
Right?
Yes.
It was kind of fat.
Who'd you do that with?
It was my friend Trisha's sister's birthday.
Okay.
And it was like all the family, and Trisha just had a birthday.
Trisha would have been good. That's all I asked. It would have been like Trisha.
Yep. Well, so she just had a baby, so she doesn't drink. So I was the designated
drinker for both of them. Gotcha.
For the sister.
Gotcha.
Because no one else. Yeah.
We get frisky.
Cut.
All right, what are we playing today?
I don't even know what happened after that. Today we're going to play, can you answer these general trivia questions?
Yes.
Intended for college students. And there's a theme. The first one. What chemical element is found in both brass and bronze?
Nickel.
Iron.
Brass and bronze. No, copper.
Ah, I should have known that.
Is what I was looking for. What footwear did the prince use to identify Cinderella?
Slipper.
Cinderella?
Cinderella.
Is that the right answer?
Slipper, yes. Calvin. Did I answer it?
You said Cinderella.
Did I?
Yeah. Cinderella.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It keeps mosquitoes away.
Tongue twister. What blue gemstone is the birthstone for September?
Sapphire.
Mike.
Jesus, that's my birth month. I'm like, yay.
Got it. What NBC reality TV show created by Mark Burnett began in 2004 and was hosted by a future U.S. president?
Oh, The Apprentice.
Yeah. Mike.
CBS is Survivor.
Mark Burnett's rich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What five-letter word is used in the UK for what Americans call a diaper?
Nappy.
Galvin.
Nappy?
Mm-hmm.
You got the theme yet?
Oh, no. Don't screw me up, my theme.
Damn it.
Threw you off. What animated film featured Elijah Wood as the voice of the penguin?
Happy Feet.
Spanish. What mural featuring Jesus and his 12...
Last Supper.
Galvin. What country has its capital in the city of Manila?
Manila.
Manila?
The
Colombia.
Philippines.
Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
Mike.
I was thinking Medellin.
What type of fruit does SpongeBob SquarePants live in?
Pineapple.
Spanish. We're moving on to medium.
Okay.
Yes.
By the way, no idea what the theme is.
No.
You guys want it?
Nope.
Okay.
Aww. Don't throw us off.
Score?
The score right now, Michael and I are tied in last with two. Galvin, you are in the lead by one with a total of three.
All right. I guess we are on medium now. What is the name of the U.S. mountain range that goes from Maine down to Georgia?
Appalachian.
Spanish.
I don't know nothing about mountains.
Okay. I was like, I said that
correctly. No, you're right. I'm just saying. I don't know an Appalachian from a rocky ridge. I don't know nothing about mountains.
Okay. What medical oath can basically...
Hippocratic.
Mike.
Yeah.
What Jewish observance is also known...
Yom Kippur.
Galvin. What Peanuts character shares her name...
Lucy.
...with a York candy staple?
Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty, Mike.
Can't just go Patty.
Damn it. I was hoping I could get the last name there.
It could be Burger Patty.
Krabby Patty.
Yeah.
Ooh, burgers. What effect relates to sounds changing pitches as they move towards or away from you?
Doppler.
Galvin. That was even confusing for me.
Shocking.
You see it before you hear it.
I know. What is Ursa Minor after called?
Big Dipper.
No.
Read it in whole, please.
What is Ursa Minor often called in North America?
Oh, man. Little Dipper.
Yeah.
Little Dipper.
Oh, yeah, Minor.
Yeah, I'm all minor.
Yeah.
I major.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
What TV show was hosted by Kermit the Frog and
Muppets?
The Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show.
Oh, come on.
That's an actual title of the show, is The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Muppets were on Sesame Street. Judge?
You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, I have to say that that is the correct title.
Thank
so you.
You
can't just say The Muppets. It wasn't, you know.
Yep. He didn't even say the. He just said Muppets. Thank you.
I said The Muppets.
All right. Mike got that.
So, I mean.
No, it's
you
The Muppet.
You know, though,
it's,
right?
Okay, it's The Muppet Show tonight. It's not The Muppets tonight. It's in the title.
Okay, we both said Last Supper. It's The Last Supper.
No, I said The Last Supper, so should I get that point,
no,
too?
You didn't.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Can I continue?
Yes.
Okay. What English rock band was made
the Beatles.
Up by Jimmy Page?
Led Zeppelin.
Mike.
Kind of hurt.
What pigtailed redhead of...
Pippi Longstocking.
Galvin.
That hurts.
That one.
Your favorite character.
A little bit.
That's what he dresses
like. Wear my hair like here.
What Greek letter is between iota...
Theta.
And lambda?
Jupta.
Mega.
Kappa.
Kappa. We are now on hard... Spanish.
Yeah, we are.
So am I.
I've been the whole time. Not because of that.
I am in last with three. Galvin is in second with six. Michael is leading by one.
By one, Joey.
The Muppet Show.
By one, Joey.
The Muppet Show.
Wait until I come
it's
in there.
It's the Muppet
with news.
Show tonight.
Right in the neck.
All right, we are now on hard. What American realist painter is probably best known for his Nighthawks, which is at the Art Institution of Chicago.
Nighthawks.
Emerson.
Nighthawks. Yes.
American
realist painter.
Matisse. I don't know. I have no idea.
Edward Hopper.
Okay.
That's who I was looking for. What Beatles song features the line, "It took me so long to find out, and I found out"? What Beatles...
Day Tripper.
Day Tripper, yes, Mike. What nine-letter term can be used to describe the letters in this question?
Chronological.
Which you can't see, but...
Cool.
I know. Sorry. Uppercase. Everything was...
Yeah. The visual.
Yeah, sorry. What beverage company has merged with Dr. Pepper and has
Pepsi
and has the motto made from the best stuff on earth?
Snapple.
Snapple. Mike. What Japanese city was host
Tokyo.
To to the 1972 Winter Olympics?
1972?
1972 Winter Olympics. What Japanese city was the host of 1972?
Hong Kong.
No. Sapporo? What band that sings Born to be Wild?
Steppenwolf.
Galvin, we're on the last three.
The score right now, I am still in last with three. Galvin is in second with seven. Michael is leading by two with a total of nine.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let's get it. What English dog is described from a greyhound and it's homophone?
Doberman.
Homophone for a Devo hit song?
Whip it.
Whip it. Galvin. What battle against Tecumseh in Indiana in 1811 gave William Henry Harrison his future nickname? Tecumseh in Indiana.
Muncie or something.
Tippecanoe. Yeah. And the last one. What highly alcoholic beverage is made in Italy by...
Grappa.
Oh, tied it up.
No.
Yeah. No. You can say no, but Spanish is out.
No.
You got another one?
Yes.
Sun death.
Yeah.
I do have an extra one. You ready?
Yeah.
What playwright has created works such as... Guildenstern are dead?
Wolf. No?
No.
Okay.
Guildenstern are dead and Arcadia.
Yeah.
Tom Stopper.
Tom
Stopper.
Did you leave out Rosencrantz on that one? God.
Is that a joke?
No.
There we go.
On to my next extra one. What much maligned nephew of Scooby-Doo?
Scrappy-Doo. Boom! In your face!
What does that say?
Yes.
Scrappy-Doo.
I'm going to go to the judge on that. We already know the last name. Scrappy and Scooby. If I said Greg Brady's brother, Greg Brady's middle brother, the answer would be Peter.
That's true.
Be Peter Brady.
That's true.
I'm going to have to go to the judge.
But I think when we're looking at the full name, I have to say Galvin did
Scrappy
the full
Doo.
Name. It's Scrappy Doo. You can't just say
ridiculous. Just
say what's the same reason you got the point before?
Oh, this is the Muppets.
The Muppet Show.
Nope, this is the Muppets.
It says right here, the Muppet Show theme.
You got that one.
Do you guys want the theme?
Nope. Theme is stupid. What the theme was.
Yeah, I have no idea what that theme was.
Double P's.
Oh, wow.
Scrappy Doo. What did you think? It was Scrappy Gonzalez? Did you get confused?
I mean, Peppermint Patty. I said Patty.
No, it's different.
That.
It was the same thing.
Peppermint has two P's.
The final score, I was in last with three. Michael in second with nine. Galvin victorious with a total of 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.